Lean in San Diego. Hi, Howard. I'd like to know when you had the most locations open and when you decided that you needed to start closing locations, as you talked about in the book, how did you decide which stores to close? And were there areas that were left perhaps less populated with Starbucks stores that you might now open some additional stores in the future?
Yeah, that was a very thoughtful, disciplined process. But I will say that the majority of the stores that were closed were directly linked to the subprime mortgage crisis, and mostly in Florida, and the majority was in Florida and California. And I think the subprime mortgage crisis was a significant catalyst for those neighborhoods and areas just under such financial pressure that the stores that we had opened in advance had no chance of success. And I think we're now back opening between 100 and 200 new stores a year in the U.S. And I will say the stores we've opened in the last year have performed extremely well. So I think we're more bullish than ever about making sure that we accelerate the growth of the company, but doing it in a thoughtful way.
This next question is from Ray in Sioux City, Iowa. Howard, what tools do you use to train the baristas to not only make consistently good beverages, but also to serve customers? I've noticed that employees go out of their way to make me feel welcome and appreciated. Some of these traits may be inherent, but some of them must, by necessity, be trained, right?
Well, I think it's very difficult to prescribe being happy or prescribe being a people person. I think we work very hard to try and hire the kind of people who enjoy the social aspect of what it is we do. The training that we provide is on the technical side of coffee, and we certainly provide people an understanding of what we expect in terms of the kind of customer service. But I give an enormous amount of credit to the individuals of Starbucks who have created in their own way a way of being. And I think everyone has a different style, and you can't prescribe that. I think we've done a very good job of putting people in a position to win, and also I think measuring and rewarding the right things. And again, it's not so much the speed of service we want, is we really want to enhance someone's day, and I think you can do that in many different ways. And our people just do a fantastic job of being themselves. Sounds trite, but it's true.
It's true.
Okay, here's an interesting question. This is from Sandra. Howard, your brand is an explosion of ideas, and its boundaries are continuously being stretched and expanded with the introduction of new items that are a considerable distance from Starbucks' initial offering. I trust that some of these faced a lot of objections and even rejections by you or your team before they were successfully introduced as a part of the brand. What filters does Starbucks use to determine whether a new idea or product is a part of the brand or doesn't make sense to the brand?
That's a great question. Even though Starbucks has become a big company, and I think especially since when I came back, I wanted to kind of reignite the entrepreneurial DNA of the company. And you know, great entrepreneurs have to have curiosity to see around corners, and then the organization must have the courage to kind of go after it. I think we don't want to bet the company on a new idea, but we want to stretch the envelope a bit. This is not a science, it's more of an art. Some of it is intuitive. We do use some forms of research sometimes. But we want to be able to test things and surprise and delight our customers. So, but the majority of ideas that get generated don't make it to the store. There's just so much we can do. But every now and then, I think you got to take a very big swing, like we did with Via, and demonstrate that you could kind of take the road less traveled and bring quality and execution to a category that has not had it. And I think great companies, whether it's Apple or Nike or other consumer brands, provide the marketplace with products and services that perhaps the customer didn't think they needed. And all of a sudden they say, God, I can't live without this. So, and those things are hard to research. It's a lot of it is intuitive.